From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Men generally make more money than women, about 25% more on average. But that's not the case everywhere. In 15 American counties, the average woman who works full-time takes home a bigger paycheck than her husband, boyfriend, or male neighbors. All of those counties are rural, and most are in the West. NPR's Howard Berkus paid a visit to King County, Texas, where this unconventional wage gap is the widest.
The average woman in King County, Texas, makes more money than the average man, 30% more, close to $9,000 a year. But don't expect any feminist cheering from Linda Lewis, the King County clerk.
I wonder what the big deal is, you know. Why aren't we doing a story on this, you know?
Well, because this defies the status quo. It reverses the wage gap. It takes us to a county where Clerk Linda Lewis out-earns most men. This is a place defined as macho, at least in TV commercials. King County's rolling prairie and rugged cowboys are featured in Marlboro cigarette ads running overseas. King County's Marlboro men have few neighbors, about 320 people. There are also 1,000 horses and 10,000 cows, all on 900 square miles of rangeland and oil fields in northwest Texas. But there's no stoplight, no incorporated towns, no supermarket, no restaurant, no newspaper, and no public radio.
I don't know what the national public radio is.
That's 72-year-old Boots O'Neill, who heard about King County's reverse wage gap while listening to Paul Harvey. Boots still ropes and rides after 56 years in the saddle. He's unloading his horse from a trailer after a day of branding calves.
There's five or six big ranches at headquarters out of here, and, you know, it's not unusual to go to the basketball game tonight, and there'd be four or five cowpunchers sitting in there from different ranches with their spurs on, sitting up there in the gym watching the ball game, or down at the courthouse and they're having a trial, and you look up there in the jury box and two or three men got their spurs on. But those people don't make big wages, you know.
Cowboy pay is one reason men tend to make less money here. Cowhands make maybe $12,000 to $24,000 a year, depending upon experience and responsibility. And they're in the single biggest job category in the county. But next are the teachers at the school and the officials at the courthouse, where Dwayne Daniel is county judge.
I think there's more females in the courthouse here than there are males in these elected positions, paid decent. Then at the school, you got probably more female teachers. Those jobs pay more than what these ranch jobs do.
Considerably more. At least $28,000 a year at the courthouse, $30,000 at the school for the average female teacher. That includes bonus pay for working in an isolated place. Teachers also live rent-free in homes supplied by the school. Cowboys get similar benefits, which don't show up in wages, but have great value to their families.
If you figure all the benefits, I actually make more than she does. Right?
Right.
Ron Lewis is a veteran cowboy and the husband of County Clerk Linda Lewis. They sit together in Linda's courthouse office, Ron still wearing the boots, spurs, and chaps he used while branding calves that day with Boots O'Neill.
I have a house and utilities and insurance, health insurance. We have no expenses on the house whatsoever. The ranch keeps it up, does everything. And beef, we get one full of beef a year.
That's a year's worth of meat, butchered and wrapped, the family doesn't have to buy. There's also a pickup truck and gas. It all adds up, says Cotton Elliott, a cowboy and spur maker.
Just a guess, $1,500 a month, easy, for house, beef, utilities, insurance. In some cases, it's doubling your pay or more. It just depends on the ranch and how much they compensate you along those lines.
Elliott leans against his horse trailer at the county stock barn, his veterinarian wife Ginger at his side. The Elliotts have a practical assessment of their own wage gap.
Do you end up making more than your husband?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do.
Is that something that is an issue at all? Does it make any difference in the way you relate to each other?
Never. No, never. That's something that we accepted going into this. It's nice, though, that we can raise our kids in a community where my work offers an opportunity for the kids to be out on ranches. We could certainly move to a metropolitan area and make a lot more money. Both of us could. But it's a great place to raise kids. That's why we're here.
At the courthouse, Ron and Linda Lewis respond to the same question.
It doesn't concern us. God's been good to us. He's provided us really well, raised our family here.
It's not mine and yours. It's ours. We put it together. So it's no big deal.
It's just a blessing.
And at the barnyard, Boots O'Neill weighs in.
Most cowboys work for the glory of it and the satisfaction, and money's not a big thing to most cowboys. You know, if they've got enough to just live, well, that's they're not interested in the big deal, or they'd be doing something else.
So women may be the typical breadwinners in King County, but they don't generally run things. A woman from Fort Worth owns the biggest ranch in the county, but her managers are men. The decision makers at the courthouse are men, as are the principal and superintendent at the school. And none of that, says County Clerk Linda Lewis, bothers her one bit. In a King County, Texas corral, cowboys lasso calves, wrestle them to the ground, and brand them with four red-hot sixes. The youngest is 12-year-old Cole Hatfield, a cowboy for life, he says, despite the pay.
It's better than sitting in an office building. Cowboys get a little more women.
One of King County's younger women admits she's thought about the wage gap as she considers her future. But 15-year-old Joanna Elliott still wants to marry a cowboy. That's all she's ever dated, she says, and she wants someone she can work cattle with. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
There are photos of the people and places in Howard's report at our website, npr.org.
Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.